Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mind Training. You know that feeling when you're drowning in bills, stress about savings, or just plain confused about how your money is working or not working for you? Yeah, I feel you. It's like trying to navigate a financial jungle blindfolded. But guess what? You don't have to be lost in the wilderness. Today, we're diving into something super powerful. Developing a mindful approach to financial planning. Think of it this way: your money isn't just about numbers on a screen, it's energy that fuels your dreams, your lifestyle, and even your well-being. It's time to treat it with the same respect and intention you give to other important areas of your life. So, let's unlock some actionable wisdom from Stoicism to help us build a rock-solid financial foundation, one mindful step at a time. First up, remember that true wealth isn't measured by what you have, but by what you value. The Stoics were all about focusing on what's within your control, your thoughts, actions, and reactions. Applying this to finances means shifting from chasing external validation like having the latest gadgets or a bigger house to prioritizing experiences, relationships, and personal growth. Think about it. Would you rather spend your hard-earned money on fleeting material possessions or investing in memories that last a lifetime? Second, cultivate the virtue of discipline. You know that feeling when you start a diet, but then slip up on your willpower? Same principle applies to finances. Stoicism teaches us that self-control is key to long-term success. This means creating a realistic budget, sticking to it, and resisting those impulse buys that can derail your financial goals. Picture it like this. Every time you say no to an unnecessary expense, you're training your willpower muscle and getting closer to financial freedom. Third, embrace the power of delayed gratification. The Stoics believed in focusing on the long game. They valued patience and perseverance over instant gratification. So, when it comes to saving and investing, think of it as planting a seed that will grow into a magnificent tree of future financial security. It takes time and effort to see those roots take hold, but trust the process and keep nurturing your financial garden. Fourth, practice gratitude for what you have. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but Stoicism reminds us to appreciate the abundance in our lives. Take a moment each day to reflect on your blessings, your health, your loved ones, your opportunities. This shift in perspective can help you feel more content with your current situation and reduce the urge to constantly chase more material things. Finally, remember that setbacks are inevitable. Even the most successful investors have faced their share of ups and downs. The key is to view them as learning experiences rather than failures. Embrace resilience, bounce back from any financial bumps in the road with a renewed sense of purpose and determination. Ever felt overwhelmed by your student loan debt or panicked about unexpected expenses? I know, right? It's like a constant roller coaster of emotions. But imagine this. You're sitting down to review your budget, feeling calm and collected. You're not stressing over numbers. You're simply making conscious decisions aligned with your values. That sense of control, that's what we're aiming for. Now, think about a time when you made a spontaneous purchase, maybe a new gadget or that tempting take-up meal. Did it truly bring you lasting happiness? Or did the excitement fade quickly, leaving you feeling slightly guilty or financially drained? This is where mindful spending comes in. Instead of reacting impulsively, pause for a moment and ask yourself, do I truly need this? Does this align with my long-term goals? Am I making this purchase out of genuine desire or societal pressure? By asking these questions, you're taking control of your spending habits and aligning them with your values. So, let's recap. We talked about shifting our focus from material wealth to what truly matters, cultivating financial discipline for self-control, embracing delayed gratification for long-term success, practicing gratitude for what we have, and remembering that setbacks are opportunities for growth. Remember, building a mindful approach to finances is a journey, not a destination. It's about making small, intentional changes every day that add up to big results over time. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts in the comments below. What's one key takeaway that resonated with you? What's one step you can take today to bring more mindfulness into your financial life? Until next time, keep training your mind for resilience, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.